You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Martin Murray is the founder and CEO of Waterdrop, an Austrian company determined to get people to drink more water, as simple as that. After studying for an MBA at INSEAD in Singapore, Martin was determined to shake up the drinks market. Frustrated at the carbon footprint of the industry, where heavy plastic and glass bottles are shipped around the world offering you water and sugar. He spent a few years creating what Waterdrop calls a micro drink, an effervescent compact cube made of plant and fruit extracts you can add to tap or filtered water. The company is selling direct to consumer, but is also now working on retail and kiosk concepts. While Waterdrop also offers beautifully designed stainless steel water bottles, glasses, and crafts, and reusable wooden cases for storing the micro drink tablets. Here's Martin now with the story of Waterdrop.
Before Waterdrop, I had actually spent 4 years at BCG, the Boston Consulting Group, working on a whole bunch of projects for big companies across Europe. And I then decided to get an MBA in Singapore at INSEAD. And during that time, I had a lot of time to think. And I kind of made my passion come real because I've always had this fascination about the beverage industry. I just found it extremely interesting that everybody's talking about disrupting this and disrupting that and technology here and an algorithm there, but you have this $600 billion market in front of you that is just so archaic and hasn't changed over 70 years. And I kept thinking, like, how can you change a really big market like that? And one day I literally in a plane, actually, it's not a PR story, came up with the idea of saying, look, I don't necessarily have to own and ship the liquid. I can use water as a platform, which is the best thing there is. Everybody should just be drinking water anyhow, but people don't because you just need a like functionality and taste. So we said, why don't we make a micro drink, which is pretty much just fruit and plant extracts we compress into little drink, and people can have it anytime they are, and all they need is water, which is our platform. So that was the conceptual idea, and that was in 2015. I mean, in hindsight, it's funny, but, you know, everybody literally thought I was crazy. You know, you had an MBA, you come from a good company, you have a good salary. I had a lot of debt, you know, tuition there is crazy, and everybody's going to all these fancy jobs. And everybody was saying, look, this is not going to work. This is much too vague. You can't go up against the giants. It's the most competitive industry in the world. Like, why do you think you can make this? But I just had such a conviction and such a passion, and I just felt it. Then I had to do it. And at the point, what I did is like a whole bunch of research, and that just reinforced me in my beliefs. So I was flying around actually looking for companies to figure out how to make it. And how to make it is substantially more difficult than I expected it to be. So I was in Southeast Asia. I flew back and forth to Germany to find companies that are able to process food. So fruit and plant extracts in our case. So that was one big component, but the much harder component was how do you make it into the micro drink? Like how do you compress it so that you don't have to use preservation chemicals, that it dissolves in a drink again? And then more importantly, how do you build the machinery to actually produce this at scale? So everything about Waterdrop we had to build ourselves. So I was in technical R&D for 2 years, and I'm not a technician, everybody that knows me. I just surrounded myself with very smart people who could get that done. And it took almost 3 years to actually build it. So it was very uncertain all the time. And during the process, everybody said, oh, okay, then it doesn't work. Just do something else. And I was like, no, it has to work. Why does it not work? And if you ask why, more than 10 times, you often find that the answer is because nobody else has done it before. So you just have to be the crazy one who just does it. What did excite people was the vision of saying, look, this is actually true. People should be drinking more water. Why are we shipping millions of tons of sugar water in plastic bottles? You know, if I look into the future, my dream is pretty much that people use water decentralized, so tap water or filtered water if you're not happy with tap water quality. And then eventually you add to your water at point of consumption whatever you want to have in it. Structure of the beverage industry should be in a way that you don't have to ship heavy stuff in trucks. You don't have to produce millions of plastic bottles. So that all came together because on paper, the concept made so much sense. People got excited and then the technicians made an amazing job. And then we had the first prototype, which was really bad. And then we had a second prototype and a third prototype, and even a 10th prototype was really bad. And I love the saying, and I quote it all the time, like, if you're not embarrassed about your first product, you launch too late. So I knew, because we had no money, we had nothing, we had raised a bit of money from angel investors. So we just had to launch in 2017 then in Vienna and get feedback. And as the quote says, we were quite embarrassed actually about the product, but we knew we had this mindset that we would make it happen and they would be extremely agile and react to what people were telling us all the time. And you get a whole bunch of feedback if you're direct to consumer. So we opened pop-up stores, we sold online, and we got hundreds of thousands of interactions. And every interaction we treasured and tried to improve. And we're still doing it. Technically, what we do is we extract water from fruits and plants. Every fruit is pretty much water, if you break it down. So if you take out the sugar and the water, you have a residue, which is extract. And those extracts we marinate with effervescent technology, which is pretty much just a salt and an acid that react in water and dissolve. So it's a pretty genius technology because you don't have to stir, you can dose something perfectly well, and we can get the fruits and the plants into the water without having consumers do anything else. Sounds simple. The R&D behind it is quite substantial if you care about the ingredients like we do. So we don't want to have any, like, there's a whole bunch of chemicals you can put inside a product, which we didn't want to do, which was harder than to compress, for instance, but we went the long route, which I really believe is important. And we currently have 7 flavors. So our flavor range goes from youth, boost, relax, focus, defense. Because the product is not only taste, but it also has vitamins. So we don't really sell on massively functional claims. We say, please, can we help you drink more water? So we're not very authoritative. We say, guys, just drink more water, and if we can help you, good news. But the products don't only taste great, but they actually do something for you. We also do a lot of limited editions. So we've tested a variety of different flavors that then vanish again. Like, we had a product called Love, which sold out very quickly, was gone. We recently launched a product called Nero, which has 80 milligrams of organic caffeine. And then the third world we're going to tap into is tea. You can do something very similar with tea, so warm water application. And then we have a product range of 3 very, I think, unique and powerful products that we can sell online mostly. And we complement that with offline touch points. So we run our own kiosks. We have 13 of them now. So we're in Austria, in Germany, in the Czech Republic, in Paris. And now we just recently launched in London, in Westfield. We just opened a kiosk. Yeah, and that's what we've been doing. So everything we do pays into the notion of helping people drink more water. That's what we do. It sounds very simple, but no other beverage can say that, because everybody else is saying, drink my stuff. We're saying, no, drink more water. We can help you with our range of products, but we also make accessoires, as we call them. Like, we make steel bottles, we make glasses, carafes, anything that helps you not drink sugar, not buy plastic bottles, and drink more water. So it's actually very simple, but I think that's what makes it so clear and recognizable for people. People that are regular users, and there's many thousands of them, actually write us every day how much it actually helps them. So they say that, I can't remember the last time I've bought a plastic bottle. I can't remember how I felt with not drinking 2 liters of water. But a lot of people say, okay, that's a very vague claim. That's one. The other is, people also always ask us about our packaging, the critics. So why do you package it away? Why is it individually packaged? Why doesn't it come in a big box of this and that? So that's something we explain a lot, that we say, look, we're the most sustainable drink in the world because, number one, we dramatically save in CO2 emissions. People don't see the amount of CO2 it takes to make a bottle, to ship it, to put it on a shelf, to carry it home. So the end-to-end consumption of CO2 for a conventional drink is just crazy. I believe in 10 years there's probably going to be warning signs on specific products because CO2 is becoming an issue. And then second, the amount of packaging we use is just absolutely minimal compared to anything else. In my favorite scenario would be that the packaging is edible, but the technology is not far enough yet. So we use the most sustainable polymers there are, PET and CUC, because the product is very sensitive. So it has to have a barrier towards temperature and humidity. And if you don't have that barrier, the only way of getting around it is to put in preservation chemicals, like really bad stuff that keeps the product fresh, because it's fruit and plants. So if you just leave it there, the shelf life would be like a week. No consumer wants to buy a product that goes bad after a week. So we decided to go against preservation chemicals, but we use the packaging we do because it's the most sustainable there is. Geographically, we're very strong in Austria, Germany. We have a very fast growing business in the Czech Republic. We've started France. We've now just recently started UK. We're still testing the waters, but we're trying to figure out what are the main differences. We're going to rest of Europe online, and then obviously the big question we're asking ourselves is how do we get to the US? Inherently, any big market is interesting for us. We already have a massive pull from the US. We don't ship to the US yet. But although we're very ambitious and we want to build a global company, we're not naive. So one of the big risks I think you can do as a founder or as an entrepreneur is maybe grow too quickly and become average, because there's a downside. If you grow too fast, you can't really be perfect in a lot, and then you start making mistakes. So the geographical pipeline is rest of Europe. This year, next year, we're going to try and ramp up the US, and then go from the US to Southeast Asia, and then virtually the world. There's no reason why we shouldn't be anywhere. Everybody needs to drink more water, and it's a very global brand to start with. And then we're also going to think of a solution to providing people with a more perfect experience regarding tap water. Because a big part of our story is that people drink tap water, please. And there's a lot of people that say, oh, but my tap water isn't so good because of this and because of that. So I think there's a very exciting space around water filtration systems, because as I said, in a perfect world, nothing would be bottled. You would always decentrally take your water with a non-disposable bottle and put in it whatever you want, or just drink water.
Martin Murray, CEO and founder of Austrian company Waterdrop. Thank you to Nora Hull, who mixed and edited the show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.